Hello and welcome back to the Make It Up a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine. Because if you're gonna have a drink, you might as well make it a double.
Welcome back, everybody. How was your last week, Jasmine? Tell me all about it.
My week was good. It was pretty, pretty chill.
Pretty standard.
I'm trying to think if I did like anything early on the weekdays. Did we do anything on the weekdays? No, you had like rehearsals and stuff. Yeah. So no, and then on Friday it was like just so rainy. And
we had
friends that were like, come out. And I was just like, I couldn't get myself. It was just like the last couple weekends have been so rainy. And I'm like, I don't want to wash my hair for it to get frizzy again.
I know.
I can't do that anymore.
And for anyone who's not in New York has a really bad habit of doing this thing where it's gorgeous Monday through Thursday. And then suddenly Friday, Saturday, Sunday, it's like rainy and disgusting. Yeah. So that's fun.
Yeah. So I was just like, I don't really want to do that. So I ordered myself a pizza and just, I watched almost the entire series of Four Seasons and fell asleep during one of them. And then Saturday I went to a picnic with our friends. Cause Katie's cousin was visiting and we had like a picnic.
Her.
She's just so sweet.
Claire, if you're listening, we love you.
Claire, shout out Claire. And we met our new friend, Zena. Shout out, Zena,
if you're listening, we love you.
And we bonded on all having Z's in our name,
which let me tell you something. There's something about having a Z in a name. And her and I bonded.
We're just cool.
Also, starting any name, first name or last name. If you guys don't know, my last name starts with Z. I was always in the back of the line. Mm-hmm. And she was like, yeah, I always was. Because for some reason, it was alphabetical by first name for me. And I was like, yeah, for me, it was by last name and my first name starts with an A. So.
Yeah, but we had a nice little picnic on the Hudson River. Not on the Hudson River, by the Hudson River. I made the mistake of being faced towards the sun on just one side and I forgot to put on sunscreen at the correct time. So one of my arms is bright red and the other arm is just normal pasty.
It actually looks better today than it did yesterday.
Yeah, it was still pretty warm this morning, but
yeah.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, yesterday it was
bright red.
It was calm.
Yeah. But it was fun. And then after that, we all met up a little bit later at a bar and had some delicious cheese curds.
Love a cheese curd. That chicken sandwich that I ate was actually so delicious.
That's good.
Because the chicken was like a crispy chicken sandwich, but it wasn't like a fried chicken. It was like a thigh that was like lightly crunchy on the outside, so it felt like more homemade, and it felt like the chicken didn't feel like gross.
Yeah,
it was very delicious.
That's good. And I had a smash burger, but it was not a smash burger. But the cheese curds made up for the burger not being amazing.
So true.
We had some drinks there, and then honestly, we were just like, it was like 11 p.m., and we're like, let's just go home.
Yeah,
I just wasn't up for it, especially being in the sun all day. Well, Ariana wasn't at the picnic, but she had a long day too. But I was just like, I don't want to, I can't do a 4 a.m. night tonight. So, but it was so nice to just come home. And
well, also usually when we do 4 a.m. nights, we start at 8.
Yeah.
You don't do a noon picnic.
Yeah.
So. I mean, we have.
But yeah, so it was very nice. Yeah. That leads us to right now.
Yeah.
What about you?
Me, rehearsal Monday, Wednesday, show's next week, so we are in crunch time. The amount of time I listen to one of the songs that's in my show, if I do, Spotify now has this feature where you can say remove from my taste profile, so I removed that entire playlist from my taste profile because I was I listened to one of the songs at least nonstop on Tuesday because I didn't know the lyrics and I'm literally a soloist in the singing show. So that was fun. I still don't know all of my 100%, but I know them 80%.
And at this point, still have a week also.
Still have a week. My first show is Friday, but also we have tech tomorrow and then 2 days of dress. So we're going to run it enough that I'm hoping that I'll be fine by then.
Yeah.
So that was Monday, Tuesday. Went out Thursday for a quick little bit. Then I pulled my back and then I came back. Friday came out. I went out. I know that our friends were it's rainy. I was outside and it wasn't rainy. So maybe
It was raining all day though.
No, it
for
was.
Me, I was just out and about with many kids and it was raining.
I know.
Day.
It was just the second I went to the bar, it wasn't raining. And then the second we left and we're outside, it wasn't raining anymore. Oh, so it was
good. That's good.
So when Katie was oh, we're not going to go because of the weather. I was I don't know what you're talking about. But But so that was lovely. Saturday, I got my hair done.
It looks amazing.
It does look amazing. It's just like a cute little spring refresher, like me, but lighter.
And red,
but like it doesn't, like, it looks red, but it also, like, I don't think it's that different from my.
No, but it definitely is red.
No, it definitely is red, but I really like it. And then I met up with Katie and Jasmine. And then we went and I had the delicious crunchy chicken sandwich and then we ate a little and then we left. And now we're here. So that was our weekend.
True, so true.
And our week. Okay, great. So
I have to say, I actually was hit on in real life.
Honestly, that is that I cannot believe we're about to go to the topics without mentioning Jasmine was at the picnic. I'm reenacting a story. Or you should tell a story.
Thank you, since you weren't there.
Yes, correct.
I was walking to the bathroom. This guy came up to me and he was just like chit-chatting me up. And he told me I was pretty. And
because you are.
And we exchanged phone numbers. We texted a little bit, but he hasn't responded to my last thing. But it was very exciting because that never happens to me. It was just like, okay. Your girl still got it.
I never had any doubt. Yeah, it's just like men don't walk up to women anymore.
Just crazy that it happened in real life.
Well, it's also one of those things. What I was telling Jasmine is I think the reason he walked up to you when you were walking over to the bathroom is that we are usually a group of like fun, confident, hot girls who are like having fun and clearly aren't like trolling for men. So guys don't feel like they can walk up to us. Mm-hmm. So when you walked to the bathroom, he was probably looking at you for a while and was like, "Now's my chance."
maybe.
So good for you, mysterious man.
Yeah, honestly, impressive.
Get it, Jasmine?
Yeah, that was it. So now on to our pop culture stories. The first one being Kylie and Timothy made their red carpet debut.
No, okay, and that is the voice you should be making, because if you don't think that they are so in love and adorable, you are incorrect.
Like, we've been waiting for so long. They've been together since January 2023, and they both do a lot of red carpet.
Yeah.
So we've been waiting, and we all had a theory that it was going to happen at the Met this year, which was literally last week. And they said, nah, day after, we're gonna do our debut.
I kind of sneaky think that they were going to, and then the Knicks won and went on to the playoffs. Mm. And Timothy
said, not yet, baby, not
but
yet.
I also think that Kylie understands, like, his passion for that, because, like, there's things that she loves that he doesn't understand. So maybe she was just like, baby, I don't care. Like,
Well, he was already in Rome. He was watching the game iPad in Rome. So I think it was never going to happen.
Maybe it was always going to
happen. But like, they always had like a plan. So they made their debut at the red carpet in Rome for the 70th David D. Donatello Awards, where Timothy received the David Award for Cinematic Excellence.
Slay.
Literally never heard of this before in my life.
It's probably like a pretty slay. Like a fancy, prestigious.
They both looked incredible. She wore this like gorgeous black, sleek, kind of sparkly.
I think it was textured for sure.
Yeah,
and I think it had like some maybe it had like sheer sequins on it, but it was beautiful.
She had her ladies were out and they were popping. She looked amazing, and he looked very tall.
I mean, he is tall.
I know, but it was good that he looked tall. You know, like, I don't know. You just needed that.
I also think that when you're standing next to a Kardashian, other than Khloe, who is like...
Well, Kendall's super tall, too.
I mean, yes, but Kylie's like Kim's height. She's like 5'4".
I don't think so. I think she's like 5'6". She's one of the taller ones, for sure. But he looks so handsome. They definitely, like, practiced a pose that would, like, look best with their dresses and stuff. And they looked so cute and happy.
Oh, she's 5'6". You're right.
Yeah, it's like, but... So yeah, they just looked like such a nice couple. I did see this edit of them, of like them younger, like on TikTok. I saw this edit of them like being like just goofy teens, and like they really are like kind of soulmates. Like they're like both like kind of like positive weirdos, but just they're famous and like he's a talented actor. So like I don't know. I think they're so sweet, and
I cannot get enough of that video where his hand is on her stomach and he's like rubbing her stomach with his thumb and she like squeezes his hand. I'm like,
dying.
It's like girls don't want any girls want that.
Yeah. They don't want flowers. They want that. Yeah. I mean, I'm sure she has all the other things, but in the ceremony, like the guy, the announcer, Timothy was on stage and the announcer was like speaking in Italian. And he was like, he referenced her and Timothy's dad that was also there. And she like pointed to him and like, it was just like cute. Like you can tell that they've like really blended their families and stuff. And like his parents seem to really love her. And like, I don't know. Yeah. They're just so cuties. I'm just excited to see what other red carpets they'll be doing now. Cause now that they've, and also I do think.
I sneaky don't think they're going to be on.
You don't think they're going to do
anymore? I don't think they're going to be on that many.
I think they'll be choosy for sure.
Yeah. I think they're going to choose awards that are important. Like I think that this was a good one because it was a big moment for his career, but Kylie didn't feel like it would be losing the spotlight. Cause originally we thought that they were going to walk the Oscars.
Yeah.
But I think that she didn't do that because she was like, his moment. Like I'll sit with him.
Yeah.
But I sneaky think that they're not always going to walk together. There's people who always walk together. I don't think they will.
Agreed. But what was I also thinking of? I was thinking of will she have him be IG? Would she do an IG hard launch at all? Do you think never? I actually don't think she ever did one with Travis Scott.
I can't remember though. I think the last man she dated that she really had on her Instagram was Tyga.
Yeah.
Probably, and I just don't think that she like posts people that she.
But maybe eventually she. I mean, well, she has done like his like foot and like legs. They just haven't shown like that we suspect it could be like any man's.
So leg. True.
But I will freak out if that ever happens. It will be such a big moment. But I'm excited to see what proceeds this.
I also think that Kylie is probably just like so much more. Like, she does a lot of social media, but I feel like she's seen her sisters be burned enough time. And, like, Travis Scott didn't exactly not burn her. So, like, maybe she's just like, I'm just being extra careful.
Yeah, agreed. Because she has kids, too.
Yeah.
Like, it's a bigger thing. But just excited for the future. Excited for more updates.
Yeah.
Okay, our next story is the situation where Doechii was coming out of her hotel for the Met Gala and she was screaming at everybody to give her more umbrellas. Which like sue a girl for being a diva. Like I don't know. I just like don't really care that much. But I want to recognize a video that I witnessed of before she was yelling about the umbrellas, trying to hide her outfit, which like, okay.
Well, also like
she's stressed out. Like we all have those moments, but before that happened, she was getting ready to go into the little hiding box. She was hiding her outfit to get to the Met Gala for anybody that didn't know that. And you can see like paparazzi was doing a video and right before she was getting in the box to hide her outfit, one of her team like had his arm up and she full glam face makeup literally got clotheslined her face while getting, so like, if that happened to me, that would set me off. I would be in such a bad mood after that because like you're so stressed already. And then to have that happen, like I would be like just annoyed. So it's like, I think it's like pretty fair that she was just like annoyed by that point. But like,
I also like right after that, she did get like pushed into the elevator because her entire team was like, okay, we're trying to be secretive.
Yeah,
so I can see
stressful.
Like, I also like she, Just in Fashion Week and in the past 6 months, she has cemented herself as such a fashion icon already. Mm-hmm. So, like, her first Met Gala, like, they probably, Louis Vuitton was like, nobody can see it until it's on the carpet. So, like, she was probably stressed because it was her first Met Gala. She was with Louis Vuitton, which, like, to be a fashion icon, be invited by Louis Vuitton for your first Met Gala, like, I could understand the stress. Is the way that she spoke okay? Absolutely not. However, I do understand being stressed. And she has since addressed it, hasn't she?
Yeah. So, Doechii, like a couple days later, maybe even the day after, she took to TikTok and made a light of the situation while posting a video with the song. It's like a viral song, Easy. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to sing that.
What, the one that goes?
Easy by the Commodores. Easy like Sunday morning. Yeah, that's better. And it just said it's like slow-mo of her and it says, God forbid a girl needs more umbrellas, which is hilarious. And then the caption said, all jokes aside, this was such an overstimulating night, but I wouldn't trade it for the world. This was the night we all dreamed of and my team killed it, umbrellas aside. I honestly liked her response. I don't think it's like, I you shouldn't speak to people like that, but given the situation, also,
I also
think, like, any white singer could do this and they'd be like, Diva Slay. I don't know. It just seems a little bit of a,
I also think that at a certain situation. Yeah, at a certain point, there's just like we have, like, people, there are things that are worth outrage, right? And like the way that she spoke isn't okay.
Correct.
But now she's gonna course correct.
Yeah.
She addressed it, whatever. That is very, like, to me, if we're gonna start, if cancel culture has gotten so insane that I'm like, there's, you know what? How about we cancel actually horrible people who, like, are abusers, like Chris Brown, who's still selling out stadiums. Yeah. Like I'm so sorry. Like, yes, Doechii yelled at her team.
Morgan Wallen.
It's not okay. Morgan Wallen, literally an abuser. Like, yeah. To me, I'm like, yes, she yelled, but she's also famous and just popped up and a diva. Okay. Like, yeah, guess what? It's like when people say, oh, Blake Lively's a bitch. Yeah. Guess what? She's Blake fucking Lively. Yeah. Of course she's a bitch. But also, like, at a certain point, it's like, it's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I just think that, like, you just need to look at the situation and say, oh, that girl's stressed out and okay, she's apologizing and, like, we get over it. Like, I don't think it needs to, like, ruin her career or, like, be like, that's how she speaks to people.
I also think
that's not how she speaks to people. It was a situational
also
event.
Not just that, we have no clue what her relationship with her team is. Her team could be literally her best friends that she, like, hired, and, like, she has very close relationship because, like, hypothetically, if I was in that situation and Jazza was there, if I yelled at her like that afterwards, I'd be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. But like, we don't know that situation. Maybe she already spoke to her team and her team was like, okay, great. Or even her team went up to her and was like, hey, that's not okay. And she was like,
yeah,
I totally agree. We have no clue.
Or
so
people,
like,
at the Met were like, we got to go. And she's like fucking stressed out.
Like at a certain point, we only know what we saw.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a cancelable offense, personally.
It's definitely not. Like, absolutely not. But I just think everybody should look at the video of her getting clotheslined. And if that happened to me, that would set me off for real.
For real.
Like, even if it was my birthday and somebody clotheslined me in the face right before I was heading to an event.
No.
I'd be a little pissy.
No.
I would be
if it was my birthday,
people around me.
If it was my birthday, I would literally be like, it's actually canceled and I'm going to kill myself.
I would cry in the Uber the entire way there. Like, I don't know. I just think that it's not that big a deal.
Yeah.
But obviously, you shouldn't talk to people
that way.
We all have talked to people like that when we're in a mood or something's happening.
And
like, I'm
if
sorry.
You say you haven't, you're lying.
You're a fucking liar. Like, for reals. But anyways.
Okay, so the next news is a new pope was elected. The conclave started on Wednesday. It only lasted 2 days.
Woo.
And the election, it only took like 3 voting cycles or 2 voting cycles. It was like one of the shorter ones.
Mm-hmm.
So the person who was elected was Cardinal Robert Prevost. He's the first U.S. born pope. And he chose his name, Pope Leo the XIV.
Roman numerals.
I want to say XIV is 14. 14, correct. So I'm smart. Okay, so Pope Leo the 14th, he made his first what's called remarks as a pope from the balcony calling for peace and a ceasefire, which we love.
Mm-hmm. Stan, honestly.
We stan, honestly. It's very exciting to have an American-born pope, especially because apparently his stance on LGBTQ is not what we would like it to be.
Mm-hmm.
However, in general, many people think he is, quote, too woke, which for me means he's just a loving and accepting person who should be the pope. Like, like somebody who is, like, closed-minded shouldn't be the pope. Like, to me, the pope should be someone who is, like, trying to unite everyone. And be...
That's what Christianity is.
Exactly. So... congrats to Pope Leo.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Leo. Okay, so Liam Payne, after his tragic passing in October 2024, and if you don't know who Liam Payne is one of the members of One Direction. He passed away in October from an overdose, which is really, really sad.
And he passed away from falling off the building. The
He did. He did fall away from falling off. Did pass away from falling off the balcony, but he was very intoxicated at the time, which is really sad because he had been very outspoken about his substance and alcohol use issues, especially during the ban and in the time after that. Mm-hmm. It was also really sad because he was alone. Like, his girlfriend had left. Mm-hmm. It was a whole thing. Anyway, it's been about 6 months since he died, and because Liam was so young, he died without a will. So now, Cheryl Cole, his ex-girlfriend and the mother of his child, Bear, has been named the administrator of his entire estate, which is worth up to $32 million. This, essentially, she will have the right to make decisions about his money, property, and personal belongings. And while they manage the money, they have limited authority and cannot distribute it until Bear turns 25.
Good.
So based on this, I'm okay with that. Mm-hmm. I would hope that, you know, Cheryl being the mother of his kid would just be, and her like having money herself, mm-hmm. would just be like, you know what? This isn't my money. This is Bear's money. This is what.
Yeah, we should hope.
Yeah, we should hope. And I would hope that like they had some conversation where they were like, even after they broke up, like if anything were to happen to me, just like it's for Bear.
Yeah, I think that's what she'll do. And I mean, the thing is, if she didn't, like, she'll get dragged for it.
She
for
will get crucified in the court of public opinion.
1,000%.
Like, that is just especially what one thing you do not want to do is cross a directioner.
Oh yeah.
Because let me tell you something.
Close to Swifties in the
I have not seen the thing with directioners is we're dormant. And we're dormant. It's true. It's true. So like no one has We haven't been heard of in years.
You're just waiting for somebody to knock on that door.
The way I have not seen Twitter, like the way that Twitter was overrun that day, it was reminiscent of like the day that Zayn left, which is like, it's weird to compare those two things, but it was like everyone was talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I lost my train of thought. just don't cross a directioner. I think that if she were 100%. To... If she were to do anything with that money, the way the stands would destroy her. Even though, like, everyone had a lot of opinions about Liam, everyone was still like, okay, we can have had our opinions about him. That doesn't mean that we wanted him to, like, die this really sad so and sad. Tragic
so
death.
So, sad.
So hopefully Bear is okay.
Agreed. I do think it's interesting. I mean, maybe I'm wrong on this, but his girlfriend at the time of his passing did not like try to get on the will or anything. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that that should be applauded to Kate,
100%.
His girlfriend, like because people have been like, she was a gold digger, blah, 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 blah. She's just out there for a clout chaser. She did not try at all. Like
she's
so respectful to him in any sort of press.
And
like
I
she barely even talks to press. Like she loved that man, and people really need to like leave her alone on that.
I agree,
aspect.
Especially because they've been so mean to her online, especially
so
because
mean.
She was originally in Argentina with him, and then she had to leave to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
And she
because they weren't supposed to be there for that.
They weren't supposed to be there for that long, and she like was speaking about it, and she was like, "I was supposed to be there with him," and then people started bashing her. But it's like. One, we don't know her relationship. Two, she literally was dating this man and she so easily could have been like, we're actually engaged. So all this money is mine. Here's this fake ring. Like there's so many evil things that she could have done to try and get his money if that's actually what she wanted.
Yeah. But
so,
I just
like,
don't think it was.
I think she was
with him for a couple years. She loved him a lot.
Yeah.
And like also like the guilt that she must feel, like leave her alone.
Yeah.
Leave her alone.
Yeah.
She's already going through enough. Like she doesn't need people like, calling
also,
her
even if she was a gold digger, first off, that's not even if she was to the side, she still dated that man for 3 years. That man was someone that she dated and you could tell that
and
they
lived
loved,
with
and lived with
dogs.
And you could tell that they loved each other and they like if they had dogs they had a family together. That was someone that she was building a life with and he just died. Like that's so sad, and like for people
so
not to respect like the mourning of that, it's just really disgusting.
Really disgusting. So our hearts go out to everybody.
Yeah, our hearts. We love you, Liam.
Okay, our next story is that Molly May and Tommy Fury are back together. To clarify who Molly May and Tommy Fury are, to anybody that doesn't know,
Or for Wrist Bear,
my sister. We will, for going forward, we will shout out for Wrist when we're explaining who reality stars are that we feel like people might not know. Because like they're very specific to shows that we personally watch, yeah. but like maybe not everybody knows who they are.
Yeah. So if you hear for Wrist, it's for context.
Yeah, for context, for Wrist. Molly Mae and Tommy Fury met on Love Island UK season 5. They were not the winners, which was crazy.
No, I mean, they weren't the winners.
They were top two because everybody thought that she was
a gold digger. Like people called her Money Mae.
Yeah. So Tommy, he comes from like this really famous boxing family. Boxing? MMA?
Boxing.
In the UK, his dad is a boxer. Or and his brother, older brother. His is dad like, and his brother older is brother, like yeah. a huge boxer. He's like very famous. So everybody was like, oh, she is after his money, blah, 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 the whole season. But like, really, they were just like actually in love. And they, after the show, they dated for a very long, lived together, dated for a long time. They got engaged. I think they were together
for like 4 or 5 years. Like,
they got engaged.
Longer, because they broke up like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. But so actually they had a baby and then they got engaged. And then sometime last year they broke up randomly and it was due to him. We didn't know. And then we didn't know like the context at all why they broke up. Everybody was like, he cheated, blah, 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 blah. But it was actually because he was having substance abuse problems with alcohol, which when they first met on Love Island, they bonded because neither one of them drank.
Correct.
Or drank a lot.
Yeah, or drank a lot because I think
Molly Mae had people in her correct. Family that
had substance abuse
problems. So that was really important for her. So in her it's Amazon Prime series, mm-hmm. We finally found out that the reason why they broke up is because he started drinking a lot and partying more. And she told him
that's unacceptable. That's not something that I can deal with. Which also, can I just say, I commend her for that because especially loving somebody and having a kid with somebody and living with someone and being mm-hmm. like, this behavior is unacceptable. And just being like, you're out.
Yeah.
Is crazy.
Yeah. She's so strong.
So strong.
So they were broken up for about 9 months. But in an all new episode of the Amazon Prime series, Molly Mae Behind It All, they were shown flirting on a FaceTime call. Molly said, want to see the view? She was on the phone at a photo shoot in Switzerland and asked Tommy, want to see the view? And he said, no, I'm kind of enjoying the view that's right in front of me. I want to see that face for eternity. Molly later asked Tommy if he planned to book them a romantic getaway, to which he agreed. Ending the call, she told him, love you. And he replied with, bye bye. Molly then called him back and made him say, I love you to her. Which is sweet. Like, they have their family together. And as long as he's like on the right path of like getting
sober or like,
because like, also like it sounds like he was not a good drunk.
No.
And you know what I mean? So like somebody like that, like you need to take that seriously, especially if you have a family. Like,
especially Bambi is so small. Yeah, also
their daughter's name is Bambi,
which is adorable.
Very, very cute. She looks so much like Tommy.
Yeah. She's so small. Like, I don't even think she's two.
She's 2 years old.
Oh, okay. Well, she's two, but still so small. Like, and you could tell that Molly is an amazing, Molly is with Bambi all the time.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, she
like,
loves being a mom. Yeah. It's really, really,
it's cute. Really, really cute. It kind of reminds me of the way Rihanna is like, yeah, I waited my whole life to have kids. I'm gonna take care of them.
Yeah. But yeah, so I'm happy for them. I hope that they are happy and hopefully we see more of them like interact more and
see
them flourish.
I honestly just hope that he is in a good mental health space, is in the place that he needs to like give his family what they need.
Agreed.
Because honestly, like when they are together, they really are so cute and happy and they seem so in love. So I just really do wish the best for them. I also need to watch that series.
I know, same. Apparently, I think there was like 3 episodes and then they just like didn't make any more for a while. And now they're like releasing more. So,
well, I'm assuming that probably Molly Mae and because when the first set of episodes dropped, they had just announced their breakup. So I think probably they got back together at some point. And they were like, oh, okay, well, now we need to change the narrative of the thing, which honestly worked out for them.
Yeah, 1,000%. So it's just nice when people are able to, like, get healthy and, like, become a family again.
I agree.
Just sweet.
Okay, so now we are moving on to our tipsy teasers.
Yeah,
tipsy teasers, where we talk about things that are upcoming, new stuff. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to start. Ginny and Georgia just dropped the trailer for season 3, which premieres June 5th. Okay. The trailer shows Ginny. Nope, Georgia. Georgia. I always get them confused. I know that Ginny's the mom, that Ginny's the daughter, and Georgia mm-hmm. is the mom, but I always get them confused. Mm-hmm. So Georgia was arrested spoiler. Yeah. If you haven't watched it, if you haven't watched it, first off, what are you doing? Go watch it. It's absolutely amazing. Yeah. She was arrested at her wedding. So it shows her
at the end of last
season. At the end of last season, she was arrested. So it shows her with an ankle monitor and going through the trial and everything that happens. I was originally nervous because I was like, I really don't know where they're going to go with this. But now that I saw the trailer, I'm actually very excited because I feel like this could be a very, very good season.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
What are your thoughts?
No, I think it looks so good. I'm just I feel like it takes them so long to make this show. That shouldn't take this long to make a show about a mom and a daughter. The season 2 took so long to come out, and season 3. But I'm so excited to watch it. I love this show.
But I think that that's a Netflix problem in general. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's just this show because I'm so sorry. We should not have.
There's
to wait.
Literally no CGI or anything. No. It's just
okay. Same for Bridgerton. I understand that they have to do era appropriate costumes. Yeah. Guess what? People have to do era appropriate costumes all the time. I'm The Last of Us is pumping out seasons once a year.
Yeah.
Okay, and they have CGI, they have crazy makeup too. I'm so sorry, Netflix. Get your shit together. A season? Really? We should be getting yearly seasons. Where is I want a Love is Blind schedule for Ginny and Georgia. Okay, every
so
6
true.
Months.
So
every 6
true.
Months. Pop them out. Okay?
Now it might be because of the cast schedules, but I don't think I've seen any of the cast really in anything else.
Yeah, I think there are things that might be by cast schedules, i.e. Bridgerton.
Yes. Yeah.
However, mm-hmm. I do not think Ginny and Georgia is a cast schedule thing.
I agree. I legitimately can't remember.
I also obviously the writer strike last fall
did
delay a lot of
that's
things.
That's true, yeah.
But it's still been 2.5 years since last
season came out
yes.
last year.
Correct.
But very excited. I think it's going to be great. If anybody hasn't watched the show, it's phenomenal.
It's
very good and very well acted.
It's
script is really good.
It's you would expect it to be a cheesy Hallmark situation.
Most Netflix shows.
Yes. But it is somehow it's a real version of a story from a Hallmark thing, which is why it's mm-hmm. so good.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, I think the lady that plays Georgia, I think she deserves an Emmy, I guess it would be. Yeah,
an Emmy. No, she
I think
is,
she deserves awards for
I'm
She's
shocked.
Really fantastic.
I'm shocked she hasn't got one yet because there was one scene where she was talking with her thick accent.
Yeah. And she doesn't even have a thick accent by the way.
No, I know. The first time I heard her speak a regular person, I was without an accent, I was she's not Southern. It was crazy. She's amazing. So mm-hmm. I highly recommend you guys watch the
I
show.
Do hope that Ginny is less inseparable this season.
I agree, but also
I understand why she was such a whiny little biatch in the last season, but my God,
my issue with her is I feel she's often so focused on her issues that she doesn't realize other people have stuff going on. That guy that she was dating was suicidal. And she was I'm sad too.
Why isn't he talking to me?
I'm like, no, he's depressed, girl.
Yeah. There's an episode where they show both of their POVs.
Yeah.
And she's just being la, 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 talking about herself being so selfish. And he's the next scene is just him in the same scene, just thinking about literally wanting to die. It's so sad.
It's really
she's
sad.
so just in her own world. I hope that I hope that she has some character growth this season. I think she will.
I kind of feel the trailer is giving that she's gonna at least defend her mom.
Thank goodness, my God.
Yeah, because I'm so sorry that your mom just wanted to literally murdered someone for her.
For you, that's
twice.
A same mom right
no,
there.
No, literally. And guess what? That's
She'll
a mom
again.
Right there. Next tipsy teaser is The Materialist dropped a new trailer. And if you guys don't know, The Materialist is a rom-com movie directed by Academy Award nominated Celine Song. It comes out June 13th and it stars Dakota Johnson, Pedro Pascal and Chris Evans. Okay. Essentially, love triangle. She's a matchmaker in New York. Pedro Pascal, rich, eligible, handsome bachelor. Mm-hmm. Chris Evans, ex-boyfriend. It didn't work out. Can I just say, bring back Yearning. That trailer, mm-hmm. I obviously just watched the trailer. Mm-hmm. I bring back movies like that. No, seriously. I have not felt chills up my spine, up my face that way in a trailer. I haven't felt that way since 13 going on 30. You know what I mean? Like, I love a rom-com, and mm-hmm. I need society to embrace them. Yes, because bring them back. Just bring so much joy that, like, I'm so sorry. I don't want to see The Brutalist, okay?
No, literally.
I don't want to...
Actually, don't want to see Adrian Brody
ever. So, bring back Yearning, and I'm so excited to see this. Okay. Now, quick little one. Love Island USA has a launch date. So, launch date? Premiere date.
Yeah.
Love Island USA season 7 will premiere June 3rd. I am very, very excited. This also confirms my theory that Love Island USA is probably going to premiere before the new Love Island USA spinoff with Leah and Miguel and all of them. But I'm very excited for a new season.
Extremely. I hope they... I hope they release it, like, the cast soon, because that's in less than a month.
Yeah, but they usually...
Do they do it, like, a week before?
Or yeah,
do
they do usually it? Do it, like, because I feel it's usually, like, about a week before.
Oh, yeah, because they have to be, like, sequestered in the hotel.
They have to essentially, like, I think that they shoot, like, the promos and then the pictures literally the day before they all go into the villa. Mm-hmm. So, like, that timeline would then... line up for it to be like 5 days before the premiere.
Yeah, that makes sense. Did they say, or is it going to be back in Fiji?
Yeah, it's always, it's, oh, okay. I don't think they said.
Well, USA has done like a Vegas season and then they've done other places.
But it's been in Fiji the past 5 years.
Oh, okay. Like since COVID, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, our next tipsy teaser is the Practical Magic sequel. Very exciting. For me, grab your boomsticks and get ready to whip up some midnight margaritas because the new Practical Magic teaser just dropped. After 26 years, mind you, which is crazy.
Crazy.
I'm a little nervous, but I think that they'll do a great job. Both stars of the movie, Sandra Bullock and Nicole Kidman, are returning. Thank God. If they didn't, like, that would just be like, they wouldn't do it. But
there's no way they would do it without them.
No. That would be so silly. It would literally be like that Legally Blonde sequel. Legally Blondes. That was so stupid.
Let me tell you something. So I loved that movie.
You would.
I mean, I didn't associate it with like Legally Blonde. I just thought it was like a stupid, fun movie.
So earlier this week, Warner Brothers dropped the first teaser for the Practical Magic sequel, along with an official premiere date of next September, so September 2026. In the clip that they released, Nicole Kidman can be heard casting a spell saying, "Tooth of a wolf and morning dew," followed by Sandra Bullock adding, "Something old and something new. Let the spell begin to mix. They say together, September 18th, 2026. So next Halloween is going to be
spooky.
Spooky-ooky. But also, like, because I love Practical Magic, so I'm, like, very excited. I hope they, like, have the same, like, nostalgic... like just like cozy fall vibes to it that the original has. I'll be interested to see what story they end up doing. But I think it will be like really good. I hope they also keep like the soundtrack similar to it.
Totally.
I don't know. I don't want to hear like Chapel Rome. You know what I mean? Like I want to hear.
That would take me out. Yeah.
Like I want to hear something else. And I can't wait to see what wig Nicole Kidman's going to be wearing. Like, you know,
I love her wig.
Her wig in the first Practical Magic is
amazing.
It's her best wig.
Yeah.
It literally is her best wig that she's ever worn. So,
and guess what?
I cannot wait. Oh my God. And I bet she's going to do an AMC ad about it too. That would be so amazing. Actually, I don't know. Is it coming out on streaming? I don't remember. Let's see. I don't know. I can't remember if it's on streaming or if it's coming to theaters.
Maybe they haven't announced.
Yeah, maybe they have announced. But I would see it in theaters personally, but I also know that that's a huge risk because a lot of people don't see movies in the theater anymore, but I'm just very excited overall.
Yeah, you love that movie.
I love that movie, so. Okay, our next tipsy teaser is that Amy Poehler and Mike Schur are coming out with a new show called, it will be dropping on Peacock. It's called Dig. If you don't know, Mike Schur produced and wrote for The Office, Parks and Rec, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, The Good Place. So basically pretty much any iconic comedy you've ever thought in your life, Mike Schur had a hand in. Amy Poehler was in Parks and Rec, obviously.
He also is Moe's.
Yes, he's also Moe's in The Office. So the series is called Dig, which is based on the Kate Myers novel Excavations. Poehler and Schur are co-writing the first episode, with Poehler also set to star. The official logline states, four women working at an archaeological dig in Greece are at wildly different crossroads in their lives. When the team uncovers a long buried secret, with the potential to rewrite history, they find themselves at the center of a high-stakes international conspiracy. I think it will be really fantastic. I just can't wait. Like, anything that Mike Schur is attached to, I'm just like always stoked for. And then Amy Poehler.
Like, Amy Poehler has never
signed. She's never failed me. She's never failed me.
Yeah.
Also, everyone go listen to her podcast. It's so good. Every episode so far has been incredible. More incredible than the next.
But not as good as this.
Not as good as our podcast. Obviously. But, you know. We don't want to compare.
We don't want to compare. We're different genres.
I don't think so, actually. It was pop culture comedy.
Same. No, yeah, but she's like,
yes, totally. So I think I'm very excited for it. I can't wait to watch it.
Okay, now we have the Screen Time Recap. Okay, so what I watched is Survivor. Very, very good. However, I told you they were at 7, right? And 7 was the time to make the big move. They didn't make the big move, which was so fucking stupid, because now they essentially, now there's 4 people on the top. So like, because 6 is an even number, it's harder to like make somebody flip, especially because the people that I think should make a move are trying to make a move against Joe and Eva, and they have 2 Hidden Immunity idols that they have to use next week. So I'm like, you guys are just dumb idiots.
Yeah.
That being said, we'll see. The Last of Us, I don't think I watched last week, so I'm not going to say that. Summer House, I'm like on season 5, almost at the end of the season. Hannah's now husband just showed up, which is wild that I'm like, oh, she married that guy. Very interesting. They are definitely all like losing it a little. Mm-hmm.
Is this the COVID season?
It's the COVID season. So they've all been locked in a house together for 6 weeks. Like, it's crazy.
I have a question. Sorry to interrupt. Now that you've watched Hannah on Summer House, do you have a different opinion on her? Because a lot of people say, like, if you like Hannah, don't watch Summer House because she's inseparable on it or something.
This is my thing. Knowing what I know about her and her experience, I think it makes sense the way that she's behaving, because she has talked about like how she's a very coachable person, and she, like, producers, because she's an athlete, she ended up like being very malleable,
like a producer puppet.
But without meaning to, just because she like was an athlete and like had such a coaching relationship that she ended up being that person. But then, like, I can see that.
What is she like? Is she like, I've never watched it, so I was like, is she a bitch? Is she annoying?
She's not a bitch. It's just like, I don't agree with a lot of things that she does. And like, a lot of times she's like
toxic.
No, but like she will get in a lot of fights with like Kyle. And then she is supposed to be best friends with Amanda, Lore, Kyle and Amanda. At this point, they're engaged, but they're now married with and she's like pregnant and has a kid, I think.
Amanda?
I might be making that. No, Lindsay's pregnant.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Sorry. It doesn't matter. Kyle and Amanda are married.
Yeah.
And Amanda and Hannah are supposed to be really, really close friends. But every single time that Kyle and Hannah get into a fight, Hannah will then be like, you can talk to Amanda like that. You can't talk to me like that. And like always like make a dig towards Amanda's relationship. Yeah. So then Amanda gets upset and is like, hey, like, we're supposed to be best friends. I always defend you to Kyle.
Yeah.
Because I don't like the way he speaks to you, but, like, I need you to, like, also believe in me and believe in my relationship. I've been engaged for 2 years. All of our issues have passed, which, like, honestly, at that point, I kind of agree with with Amanda because at least what I'm seeing on the TV, I don't know any of the outside lore, is that Kyle really fucked up 2-3 years ago and has since made such an effort and changed so much that they are now in such a good place that she's like, I have made this decision. He has fixed it. We, like, as my best, quote unquote, best friend, I need you to, like, I'm asking you to support me and to not do this. Because at a certain point, it's like, yeah, if I was engaged to somebody that cheated on me, you wouldn't love it. But if I said, hey, this is the decision that I made, I'm doing this, you would be like, okay, I'm going to support you. So a lot of the time she does that and I don't love it. Or like she'll say things like that. And Amanda, not Amanda, Hannah just does not apologize. So like she'll say shit and then not apologize and not realize that it's her fault. So like there was a point where like Amanda and Hannah weren't speaking for like 2 episodes. And candidly, I think Hannah started the fight, but then Amanda threw a drink at her. And the drink was like a glass.
Oh, Jesus.
Nobody got hurt. The glass didn't even break.
Yeah.
But like, because that was right after Hannah was like, you can talk to me like that. You can talk to Amanda like that. You can't talk to me like that. But because Amanda was like, why the fuck are you bringing me into your fight with Kyle? And then Amanda was the one who had to go and apologize first, even though Hannah was the one that brought into it. So yeah. Like.
Well, when you make it physical, you do kind of have to apologize.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But it was like, it's such a long thing. And like, I don't love Hannah on Summer House. However, I understand how she might have been manipulated to act a certain way. Because like, you can see in scenes, like she has one thought and then suddenly she's like, I'm not going to apologize. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's how I feel. However, I've always liked Paige more than I like Hannah. Not to say that I don't like Hannah. I just, not. Like, I like Amanda more than I like Hannah. Yeah, but they're in the middle of the COVID season. They're locked in a house for 6 weeks. It's crazy. And then Drag Race All-Star started. First 2 episodes dropped. We got a little more clarity on the structure of Drag Race All-Stars. It will be 3 groups of 6. And in those 3 groups of 6, they're going to have 3 challenges. At the end of those 3 challenges, the 3 queens with the most points move to the semifinals. Those 9 queens in the semifinals will then have a number of challenges. And after those challenges, the queens with the most points will move to the finals, in which case they will do a lip sync Lollapalooza smackdown for the crown. I'm very excited. It's funny because Irene, she went home first on her season, like literally she went home 15th, which is like 15 was the largest number of queens there's ever been. So she has the worst track record in Drag Race history.
Did she go home in the first episode too?
Nobody goes home in this one until the 3 groups have passed. Okay. But so she was in the top both episodes and she is so bad at lip syncing. It's like, cause you could tell she's trying really hard. And both times she got destroyed by the other girl. It was honestly really fun to watch. yeah, but that's everything I watched this week.
Very cool. Okay, my screen time recap goes as follows. Okay, I watched all of the 4 seasons show. The basis is 3 couples that are all friends. They go on vacations and eat it 2 episodes per season of the year. So it's okay. Like fall, winter, blah, 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 blah. When I watched the first episode, I was thinking, I definitely thought this was going to be funnier because like Tina Fey, Sabra, I don't know. I just assumed, but by episode 2 or 3, I was like, okay, I'm sold. And also like, I understand what they're doing here. And it definitely has funny parts, but it has more heart to it than I was assuming going into it. I loved Coleman Domingo and his little tiny Italian husband. He's very, very cute. He was honestly like such a highlight that they were like my favorite in the whole show. And I hope that it gets to season 2. I'm sure it will. You have big names. It's been going viral this week. I have no doubt that it's not going to get renewed for at least one more season.
At least.
And then that last episode had like a good cliffhanger on it. So I think definitely. It's based off of, I guess, an old movie with Alan Alda.
Okay.
But I've never seen that because I don't watch old movies. But but yeah, it was really, really good. Highly recommend. I watched this week's The Valley for Riz. The Valley is a spinoff of Vanderpump Rules. It has two people that used to be on Vanderpump Rules, Kristen Doty and Jax Taylor. Well, and Brittany Cartwright. Jax and Brittany used to be married. They're now divorced because he's an abuser and an alcoholic and a coke addict. And so it's like in the middle of him going to rehab. They're trying to go on a vacation, but one of the people keeps telling Jax where they're going. And Brittany's like, hey, maybe don't tell my abuser where we are. Yeah. He's going to leave rehab. And like, he keeps rage texting her every, like,
yeah,
every time he gets like a phone break in rehab, which I don't know that they do that.
I didn't think that.
He literally rage texts her like that. She's an awful person for like leaving him in there and blah, blah. It's like, it's crazy. It's really dark, honestly. Kristen is going through fertility issues, but like, it's sweet to know now she's like fully pregnant. She's about to pop, basically. Yeah. So, but it's like sad watching her like not have success, but we know that she has success like with pregnancy now. And one of the characters, Jesse, he like just needs therapy. Like he's an awful person. He is was an awful husband to his wife. And like, he needs therapy. I just want to say he needs therapy. The other thing I watched is Ted Lasso. I finished Ted Lasso.
A rewatch.
Yeah, a rewatch. Jamie and his mom were so cute. I forgot how cute their little interactions are. I'm happy at the end that they didn't ruin Jamie and Roy's friendship, because they like really grew into friends. And I would be sad if the series ended
with them not being friends.
And I honestly like really liked the last season.
Go ahead.
I honestly really liked the last season. I know everybody like shit on it, and it wasn't like the best out of the three seasons, but it was also still really good. I think some character like arcs were really good, and some were a little bit disappointing. But I also really liked the Nate character arc. I think that if they had a couple more episodes, it would have been more believable, like, yeah, because it was super fast the way that like changed back to being like a nice guy and like being it happened too fast. But I did like that it happened.
Yeah,
and I liked how like Coach Beard was the one that had to forgive him, because that's how Ted and his friendship started. I thought it was a very sweet, like, full circle thing. I thought it was very sweet. But yeah, that's pretty much all that I watched this week. I'm like trying to figure out my next show. Emily really wants me to watch Ransom Canyon, but we'll see. Because I just heard that like they don't smooch until like forever, and I'm like, that's so too much boring of a build up. Like, I need smooches at 3. You're telling me I have to wait till at 5? I don't think so.
You would hate a slow burn, bitch. You would hate a slow burn.
But if anybody wants to send me some TV recs, I need like a chill comedy, honestly, because that's what I like to watch when I eat. I'm trying to figure out, because I've literally done all the rewatches. Maybe I'll rewatch The Good Place. That could be a good one.
I love The Good Place.
But yeah, send me your recs. I'm also still finishing up season 2 of Gemstones, kind of slowly going through it just because I was watching other things, but we'll be finishing in the next couple of days. So
okay, so lastly, we're doing 6 Degrees of Separation / mm-hmm. Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. My person is Timothée Chalamet.
Didn't you already do Timothée Chalamet?
It doesn't matter. There's so many. Oh, okay. There's not that many celebrities.
Like, my person is Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
That's just ending.
So
wait, Timothée Chalamet. Okay.
Okay. Sandra Bullock was in...
Oh, I already have it.
Okay.
Okay. Sandra Bullock was in the Bright Side with Tim McGraw. Tim McGraw was in Country Strong with Gwyneth Paltrow. Gwyneth Paltrow's in a new movie with Timothée Chalamet where they were making out on the New York streets.
Okay, you got it.
Hell yeah, girl. Hell yeah,
you got it. That was you the got best it. Amazing. One. And to wrap up our podcast, we would like to give a special shout out to all the mothers in our life.
Special shout out.
First off, we're going to go with my mom, Anna. Mm-hmm. Love you so much.
Oh, I thought you were going to do all the moms.
Oh.
But I'll do my mom.
Yeah.
Pam, love you. Pamela Gay, love you so much. Love you so much.
Hope
you actually finally listen to this episode at some point. Just anytime you want to listen to the podcast, both of our moms, it's open for you.
It's open. It's here. We'll see if you listen. Teresa, my older sister, also a mom. And Megan, my sister-in-law, also a mom. Shout out to you guys.
Happy Mother's Day to my sister Riss and my sister-in-law Erica and my sister-in-law SJ for a little teddy dog.
Yeah, slay.
We got some human kids and we got some dog kids.
Yeah, slay.
Love them all.
Happy Love Mother's all
the
moms. Day.
Happy Mother's Day to all the moms.
And if you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until next time, cheers.
Cheers.